You are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Sacramento Kings.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time. Time for another episode of Locked On Kings.
That'll probably do it. 140 to 121 is going to be the final score of this one. Kings certainly had high hopes going into this ball game that they might break out of an eight-game slide. They had won the last two times they had visited Madison Square Garden. They had won five of the last six meetings against New York, including one here in Sacramento. But they end up surrendering 140 points, and they lose by 19. The losing streak is now the longest Sacramento Kings losing streak since March-April of 2009. That's 12 years ago.
140 points. The Sacramento Kings gave up 140 points to the New York Knicks, who were the worst offensive team in the NBA, averaging 103 points per game. I say were because after last night's 140-point performance, the Knicks have actually jumped up a spot, so they're now the second worst offensive team in the NBA. The Kings have had one game this season, one game, where they have held a team under 100 points. That was the New York Knicks when they beat them last month in Sacramento. But now the Kings are on a nine-game losing streak. It is their longest losing streak in 12 years. And the Kings fan base is out for blood, with head coach Luke Walton in their crosshairs. But I don't think a coach, any coach, insert Hall of Fame coach, could take this roster and fix their extreme inconsistencies. Unfortunately, I have to talk about this broken-ass team on today's episode of the Locked On Kings podcast. Hello and welcome into Locked On Kings, your podcast hub for Sacramento Kings coverage all regular season and all offseason. If you're looking for in-depth analysis, game-by-game breakdowns, highlights, interviews with local and national experts, full coverage of the Sacramento Kings from January through December, this is the place for you, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. My name is Matt George. I have the privilege of being your host here. Privilege, I'm using in air quotes today. I've spent the last 6 years in Sacramento sports radio. This is season number 7 for me covering Kings basketball, both as an on-air host and a multimedia journalist. And where do I even start today? I guess I could start with the fact that I kinda got what I wanted. I said yesterday on the Locked On Kings podcast when previewing this Kings and Knicks game that it would ultimately be better for the Sacramento Kings, which it is, to lose to the New York Knicks and continue to put themselves in the best position to land a top draft pick. But to lose like that? The Kings only lost by 19 points, and I say only because it felt like they were down 60 the entire night. 140 to 121, and the Kings might as well have stayed in the locker room and just allowed the Knicks to shoot around for 48 minutes. Going back to the start of this season when I believed the Sacramento Kings would be a bottom feeder team in the Western Conference, I expected them to be bad defensively. They've been bad defensively for over a decade, but I didn't expect them to be so historically bad as well as so extremely inconsistent that we would see the points per game allowed, the ease of which teams score against the Kings on a nightly basis. I did not expect that. I expected a competitive basketball team, which is why I can say I got what I wanted last night with the Kings loss to the Knicks, but I'm still pissed off. I'm still mad at myself that I spent 3 to 4 hours of my time watching that game when the Sacramento Kings couldn't be bothered to learn the definition of defense, let alone play it. It is beyond absurd to me the defensive mistakes that the Sacramento Kings have. And every single one of those players, coaches, front office members, if you work for the Sacramento Kings in any capacity, even if you work as an usher at the Golden 1 Center, you should be embarrassed. I'm embarrassed being a media member covering the team. I'm embarrassed being a fan of 20 plus years to watch this pathetic excuse for a roster continue to build a laughable reputation around the league of being a soft pushover on the defensive end of the floor. Every team comes into a game against the Sacramento Kings with the expectation that they will have career scoring nights. The New York Knicks knew that this game they could use to bolster their poor offensive stats and averages throughout the season. They knew it, they did it, and they had zero resistance put in their way. That is the reputation that the Sacramento Kings built for themselves, and the blame falls on everyone, but especially on the players, the five guys on the court, the ones that are actually supposed to be executing a game plan that we've seen be effective in multiple different stretches this season, not last season, not months ago. We saw the Sacramento Kings be an effective defensive team for 7 out of 8 games. Really, all 8 games, they just happened to lose one. We saw the Sacramento Kings go from a historically bad defensive pace to a top 3 defensive pace where they were winning games, now back to an even more historically bad defensive pace. That level of inconsistency is absurd. I don't know if I've ever seen it before. I don't know if we'll ever see it again. How is it possible that this Kings team, who seemed to have everything figured out, can completely collapse and fall back into these bad habits when nothing has changed? The game plan hasn't changed. Opponents aren't doing anything different. They don't have to do anything different. All it takes is a basic schoolyard pick and roll that you learn in junior high school, plus an average basketball IQ, to tear this team to shreds. You know the saying, it's men against boys out there? That's exactly what it looks like. It looks like grown-ass men in the NBA against a rec league team that meets once a week for practice at the YMCA. That is what it looks like. Kings are getting pushed around, beaten to spots, bullied, and show little care in the world beyond some frustrated comments post-game. This team is broken. And I haven't even gotten to head coach Luke Walton yet. Because to me, he's not the biggest problem. The biggest problem is this compilation of players that can't play basketball together. A bunch of individuals that are talented offensive players, worthy of being in the NBA, that cannot figure it out. The lack of basketball IQ on this team is shocking. And look, I'm willing to put both hands high up in the air. Put a dunce cap on my head. I tried to convince you a couple weeks ago. Hell, I talked about it last week on Sports 1140 KHDK Radio in Sacramento. I made an argument that the winning version of the Sacramento Kings were true to form and the losing version was the anomaly. Wrong. I've seen enough. To me, there's only one way to fix this problem, and that's to completely overhaul the roster. I'm not talking complete rebuild, because there are two untouchables still. That's De'Aaron Fox and Tyrese Halliburton. That hasn't changed regardless of how bad the defense has been. Marvin Bagley's not there yet. I'm sorry, he's not. He's getting there, but he's not there yet. Two untouchables on this team. The rest are expendable. Monty McNair, get to work. Buddy Hield, Mr. Elite Shooter who forgot how to shoot this season, you gotta go. Harrison Barnes, Mr. Good Guy in the locker room who can't light a fire under this team, see ya. Corey Joseph, bye-bye. Rashawn Holmes, I hope you stay in Sacramento, but if I were you, I'd take the bag and I'd leave. Get him out of here. Hit the self-destruct button. Start the fire sale. This team needs an overhaul because there's no way you can salvage this compilation of players. They are incapable of working together consistently on the defensive end. The Vlade Divac nice guy experiment failed. And as much as I love interacting with those nice guys on Zoom conferences and in the locker room, the Kings need some dogs. Kings need fighters. The Kings need a Jimmy Butler to come into that locker room, chew everybody's ass out, force them to look in the mirror, and realize what they are. A soft, sorry basketball team. Boys in a man's league. Oh, and don't you worry. We're going to talk about head coach Luke Walton. But you're not going to hear me ripping into him the same way I'm ripping into these players, because Luke Walton's not the one on the floor with the basketball in his hands or the guy that is having to stay in front of anybody. In fact, the Kings would probably be better off if Luke Walton was out there just standing in the paint with both hands up. Maybe they'd contest a shot. But fans need someone to take a fall for this catastrophically bad defensive team. So true to form, they look at the coach. Such is the way in the NBA, but especially in Sacramento, where head coaches come to die. And it's very likely that pattern will continue now. Well, I hope you at least made some money last night on the Kings' historic loss on BetOnline.ag, the official sports gambling partner of the Locked On Podcast Network. Heading into last night's game, the Kings were +1.5 point underdogs. All the Knicks had to do was win by 2 points for you to make money. I hope you bet on them. And from here on out, when you see the over-under on points allowed by the Sacramento Kings, just take the over. It's as close to a guaranteed win as you're going to get. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action with the NBA, college basketball, NHL. There are fun prop bets and side bets. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, reality TV. They have real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. It's also one of the best ways to get through a grueling season like what the Sacramento Kings are putting us all through. Head to the website or use your mobile device today to sign up and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit with the promo code LOCKEDON. Get off the sidelines, get in on the action, make money on this horrible Kings team at BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
Fire Luke Walton. It's his fault. The Sacramento Kings would be good if it weren't for Luke Walton on the bench. Luke Walton has lost the locker room.
That was my rendition of Sacramento Kings Twitter, social media, Facebook, Instagram last night after the Kings loss. And look, the head coach is the fall guy in the NBA. When things go as wrong as they're going right now, when a team goes on a 9-game losing streak and changes have to be made quickly, typically it's the head coach that has to go. But I said this on Twitter, and I'll say it right now. If head coach Luke Walton deserves to be fired, and he very well might, if head coach Luke Walton deserves to be fired for this 9-game losing streak and how bad this Kings team is defensively, then so do the players. That's not how the NBA works. But the players are more guilty, in my mind, than Luke Walton is. I don't know what Luke could do. I don't know what any head coach could do with this roster. Take the best head coach in the NBA today. Who is that? Greg Popovich? Take him and give him this roster. I don't think any head coach could fix these inconsistencies. Now, I'm not using that as an excuse to keep Luke Walton around. But I'm just saying, the inconsistencies of this team, the players, the construction of this roster, I don't think any coach can save them. The only person that can save them is Monty McNair, by breaking them up. Luke Walton and his coaching staff have implemented philosophies defensively and offensively that we have seen work. We know the head coach and the coaching staff are capable of getting this team to do the right things to be successful. We've seen it twice this season. Not two games, two stretches of games. But then the players stop executing. They fall into the same mistakes. They have the same struggles. And Luke Walton adjusting his rotation, playing Kyle Guy instead of Corey Joseph, doesn't solve that problem. It's the same core group of players making the same fundamental mistakes. The DNA of this team, the makeup of this team, is soft. It's like a plushy toy. And as much as Luke Walton and the coaching staff can drill them in practice to fix it, because they have, believe me, they have. It's on the players to learn the lessons, create the changes, and not fall back into the same struggles. But this roster is incapable of doing that. We've seen enough to know that to be true. I'm going to hit you with a hard truth here, and I'm sorry if it stings. If you believe that firing Luke Walton, bringing in a new head coach, whoever it may be, but keeping this same roster solves this team's problems, you're dead wrong. You're naive. It's a lazy argument. Just like it's lazy to assume, as many did on social media, many Kings fans try to tell me, Luke Walton has lost the locker room. You can choose to believe me here, or you can choose not to. Doesn't matter to me. But I'm telling you, from conversations that I've had, people that I've talked to, Luke Walton is not hated. Luke Walton has not lost that locker room. Luke Walton has a better reputation in that locker room than Dave Yeager did with half the success. The players there like Luke Walton. The players are still willing to play for Luke Walton. The players are still willing to listen if Luke Walton calls them out. But the question is Luke Walton calling them out? We saw him slam down a clipboard, slap it out of one of his assistant's hands, and then poor Alvin Gentry had to pick it up last night. That's the most emotion I've seen out of Luke Walton. I sure as hell hope that emotion's in the locker room. I sure as hell hope during halftime and after the game, Luke Walton is using that emotion to light a fire under this roster. Telling them, guys, I'm telling you the same thing every single game. You are not executing on things we know we can execute on. What the hell do I have to do to get you to buy in and play with that effort consistently? Because I can't do it for you. That's how I would feel if I'm Luke Walton. I cannot do it for you. I can tell you what to do. We can drill it in practice over and over again. We can have stretches where we know it works. You are capable of better. So why do you play like you're incapable? I thought Kenny Caraway from ESPN 1320 in Sacramento and friend here of the Locked On Kings podcast, I thought he put it very well on Twitter last night. He said, if Luke got fired tomorrow and this sorry-ass group starts to play well, that says more about them than it does Luke Walton. It should never take a coaching change for you to play like you give a damn and not get your ass punked and embarrassed on a nightly basis. He put it about as well and aggressive as you can. And he's absolutely right. If Luke Walton was fired today and the Kings came out tonight against the Detroit Pistons and suddenly played better, the defensive problems looked significantly better, they got back to the way that they were playing when they won 7 out of 8, that doesn't look bad on Luke Walton, that looks horrible on the players. Because they would once again show that they were capable of better and someone took the fall for them when they weren't executing. Now I'm not here to be Captain Save-A-Walton. I think Luke Walton is gone at the end of this season. I don't know if Luke Walton is going to be a head coach in the NBA ever again. He certainly hasn't been very successful as a head coach other than his time filling in for Steve Kerr in Golden State. So I'm not here to preach to you and tell you Luke Walton deserves this job, Luke Walton is the man to turn it around and fix it. But I will not stand by and accept all the blame being thrown at Luke Walton and not enough being thrown at the players when it is the players who are the ones that aren't executing and all a head coach can do is drill them in practice and yell at them from the bench. I know the NBA is a players' league, but we need to stop giving players excuses for their struggles, for their failures, and putting that on the head coach. We need to stop that, especially here in Sacramento, because we're likely heading to another coaching change. Head coach number 11 since Rick Adelman, who was fired in 2006. But for those of you who really want Luke Walton fired and you want it done as soon as possible, let's play out this little scenario. If Luke Walton is let go today, Alvin Gentry is the guy that takes over. Alvin Gentry is on the same length of contract as Luke Walton. Remember, when the Kings brought Alvin Gentry in and signed him to that contract as the associate head coach, essentially a step above lead assistant, I said it was now easier to see Luke Walton staying in Sacramento long term because of the addition of Alvin Gentry. It was made pretty clear that Alvin Gentry was not being brought in as Luke's replacement. He was brought in as Luke's counterpart to help focus back on getting the Kings to where we know they could be on the offensive end of the floor. If Luke Walton's fired today, Alvin Gentry takes over this team. Alvin Gentry probably wants to renegotiate his contract. He's a very established coach in this league. Doesn't necessarily have the best win percentage of around like 43 or 44%, but he's been around this league a long time. He's not just some assistant that is going to hold the spot warm for you for 30 or so games until the season ends for you to then go and find his replacement. So likely, if you fire Walton today, you might be forced to make a commitment to Alvin Gentry going forward. Is Alvin Gentry the guy that you want leading the Kings for the foreseeable future? Now, no disrespect to Alvin, but he's on this coaching staff right now. And unless he's telling Luke Walton to do a lot of things differently that Luke Walton is absolutely refusing to do, which I know for a fact is not the case, why do you believe anything would drastically change with Alvin Gentry in control of this roster? If you really believe the blame falls so heavily on Luke Walton, Luke Walton is the reason why this team is not succeeding, why do you believe that Alvin Gentry in that seat when he sits one seat over is suddenly going to solve all the problems? Newsflash, it's not going to. Like I said, I don't think any head coach in that chair with any pedigree, with any level of success, can solve this broken roster and their inconsistencies. Now, maybe Alvin Gentry in that spot with a new overhauled roster after this offseason and this upcoming trade deadline, maybe that can be something different. But again, my overall point is that it is this roster construction. It is this collection of players that is the main problem. Luke Walton and the coaching staff, they might also be a significant problem too. I'm not dismissing that, but they are not the main issue here. And to believe that replacing the head coach is going to solve the main problem is just stupid. You've heard enough from me. Why don't you hear from Luke Walton himself and some of the players after last night's loss? Obviously, very frustrated locker room right now on a 9-game losing streak. Here's Luke Walton talking about slapping the clipboard out of his assistant's hands during a timeout, allowing himself to show that frustration in front of the world.
I mean, look, I'm frustrated. We all should be frustrated. I don't know if I can say it's the most frustrated I've been. You know, there's things when we make the same. As a coach, there's only, you know, what you can do. You put a plan together and you work on things and you communicate those things. So, you know, the frustration comes out at times because you're not out there. You can't hit people. You can't run up and down and get it out. So, you know, look, I was frustrated tonight. And, you know, I believe in our team. I know that when our group is playing well, we are much better than we showed tonight. But I also know that if we don't play with a certain type of not just physical effort, but mental effort at this level, then it's going to be hard to win games. And we've proven we can, you know, do it much better than we've done lately. And that, you know, that's where it gets frustrating. So, again, getting, you know, that's the problem. That's where we're at. How do we live in the solution? How do we get better? And that's by, you know, diving in, working hard, sticking together, and then coming out and executing better.
Here's De'Aaron Fox on if the coaching is to blame.
I mean, I think it's on us who are on the court. You know, like you said, we have to be out there and we have to be able to go out there and execute the game plan. And there are times where, you know, there are just too many lapses. And I don't think that has anything to do with coaching, you know, that or effort or giving up offensive rebounds. Like, you know, we're going to go back to, you know, middle school stuff and practice boxing out. Like there's nothing that, you know, Luke or Rico or anybody on the coaching staff can do about that. That has to be us.
The biggest takeaway from that clip is not that De'Aaron Fox is saying that the blame is not on the coaches. The biggest takeaway there is you heard De'Aaron Fox say they are not doing middle school stuff. That is my point. This team is not executing basic fundamental basketball philosophies, especially on defense. Love that Fox said that. Here's Harrison Barnes on the defense.
You know, at some point, it simply just comes down to stopping the guy who's in front of you, you know, regardless of who it is, closing out, getting the rebound. Closing out, you know, getting a loose ball. I mean, those are basic defensive principles that we're not doing right now, and that's why we're on this losing streak.
Basic defensive principles that they are not doing. Could it be more clear? The players know. They're not hiding from it. They know this team lacks basic fundamental execution defensively, and that's why they're losing games. It's not because of Luke Walton's rotations. It's not because one player is playing over another. It's not because of how many minutes a guy's getting. Basic defensive principles. Going back to square one. Finally, here's head coach Luke Walton talking about potential changes to the starting lineup.
You talked about the starts of the game and having to start better. Is it even feasible to look at changing the starting lineup on the second night of a back-to-back, or do you just have to get through Detroit, get back home, and start to reevaluate those things?
Yeah, we're always evaluating. I don't have an answer for you right now. I'll have one for you tomorrow. Right now, I need to, you know, see what I think is best for the team. So, I'll have an answer for you tomorrow on that, Jason.
I have an answer, Luke. Obviously, things have to change, and I believe Walton will still be the head coach of the Kings tonight against the Pistons. So, if you need to change something, make a change to the starting lineup. Last season, when things weren't going well, you made a switch. You moved Buddy Hield to the bench, Bogdan Bogdanovic into the starting lineup. It wasn't a monumental change. It didn't create colossal success, but it worked. Buddy was more effective off the bench, especially when he was struggling to shoot like he is right now, and you had a capable person come in and play alongside De'Aaron Fox. Well, now you have an even more capable player, Tyrese Halliburton, that's on the bench. Move him into the starting lineup. Move Buddy Hield to the bench. If he continues to shoot lousy, it doesn't matter anyway because he's not part of the core. If he turns it around, great. That increases his value in the trade market. Make some sort of switch, and that is the most obvious one. I beg you, Luke Walton, make that switch for tonight's game and just see if it changes anything. See if it works. Get Buddy Hield and Marvin Bagley out of the starting lineup together. Only one or none. They're both horrific defensively. Pick one, remove the other. Make a change. That is what I expect for tonight's game against the Detroit Pistons. Other than that, I have no idea. The Kings will probably lose. Then again, second night of a back-to-back after a horrific loss where they gave up 140 points and everybody's pissed off, maybe they'll win tonight by 20 points. Who the hell knows? Regardless, things need to change, and I guarantee you this. If the Kings are blown out tonight, if they give up 140 points again, I think we're talking about a coaching change on Monday's Locked On Kings podcast. Maybe that's what you guys want. Maybe it's what the Kings need, but I'm a long way from believing that that really changes anything. All right, you've heard me talk enough. Now it's your turn. Let me know what you think about this entire situation. Would you fire or keep Luke Walton around? Do you blame the players more than Luke Walton or the other way around? Let me know. Try and convince me if you disagree with me. I want to hear from you. At Matt George Radio on Twitter, or you can email me mgeorge@saclocalmedia.com. Would you make changes to the starting lineup? What are your expectations tonight against Detroit? Let me know. Again, at Matt George Radio on Twitter, mgeorge@saclocalmedia.com. For those of you who are new, hi, welcome. Locked On Kings is normally a happier, more positive, optimistic place. But as you can probably imagine, if you follow the Sacramento Kings even a little bit, there's not much to be happy, positive, or optimistic about right now. Still, Locked On Kings is your place for Kings talk, great interviews, insight information, your hub for Sacramento Kings coverage in a podcast format, so I hope you stick around. If you want to leave a review for the Locked On Kings podcast, please do so. Best places on iTunes or Apple Podcasts. Hit 5 stars. Leave a little blurb about what you like or don't like about the Locked On Kings podcast. Any constructive criticism that you have, anything that you want to hear, or just a kind message. Send it there. We're in need of a little bit of positivity today based off of how this podcast has gone. Of course, you can follow tonight's Kings game with me on social media at Matt George Radio on Twitter. Interact with me there. And we'll see how happy and positive and if things are better at all on Monday's Locked On Kings. Until then, please try and enjoy your weekend as best as you can. As always, stay safe, stay healthy, and I'll talk to you soon. You have been listening to the Locked On Kings podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.